And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are talking about the American Gunpowder Plot, USA. The American Gunpowder Plot is happening now, or, you know, we might even say it has already happened. And there's a lot we could say about that. We've been talking about the role of Rome and the Jesuits, of course, there in Washington, D.C., and there were people who had all of these high hopes that maybe somehow or other the Trump administration would take some kind of executive action and go get the bad guys in the deep state and drain the swamp and all this kind of stuff. But it just didn't happen. And I've been having conversations here for the past few days with people who have called me. They wanted to talk about it and why this, why didn't President Trump do something? And it's, you know, it's kind of a tough call. I mean, I think part of the problem, based on what I'm sensing, based on what stories have been told by people like Mike Lindell, who we're going to talk about here. Mike Lindell, of course, who's been doing interviews over at Worldview Weekend with Brannon House, and he's a very convicted Christian man. He's a very, very staunch patriot. I've always liked Mike Lindell. He represents the great American story. He really does. And he's, of course, a big supporter of President Trump. He has been from the beginning. But he's very convicted about what went on with the election and that there was, in fact, election fraud, even though it is being thoroughly denounced by virtually all of mainstream media. They've just said they're not going to touch it, etc. They walked away from it. Of course, we know the mainstream kept putting the kibosh on any sort of investigation into election fraud and just kept saying there's baseless allegations of election fraud, baseless, there's no evidence, etc. And then we had here just a few days ago this interview, surprisingly, with Newsmax. And Newsmax was interviewing Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and as soon as about why his Twitter account was shut down. And Mike Lindell begins to explain that it was because he was posting about the election fraud, and that's when Newsmax cut him off. Listen.
Mike Lindell, Mike, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome. So what happened with your Twitter account and the company page?
Well, first, mine was taken down because we have all the election fraud with these Dominion machines. We have 100% proof, and then when they took it down about 3 weeks ago, when I put it back up,
thank you very much. You're talking about machines that we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those kinds of allegations. We just want to let people know that there's nothing substantive that we've seen. And let me read you something there. While there were some clear evidence of some cases of vote fraud and election irregularities, the election results in every state were certified, and Newsmax accepts the results as legal and final. The courts have also supported that view. So we wanted to talk to you about canceling culture, if you will. We don't want to relitigate the allegations that you're making, Mike, because we understand where you are. So let me ask you this. Do you think that this should be temporary? Because it appears to be permanent. Could you make an argument that it is temporary?
What?
Could you make an argument that this could be a temporary banning rather than permanent?
No, I want it to be a permanent because, you know what? They did this because I'm reviewing all the evidence on Friday of all the election fraud with these machines. So I'm sorry if you think it's not...
Okay, Mike, can I ask our producers, can we get out of here, please? I don't want to have to keep going over this.
Mike, hold on one second. Let's talk a little bit about just what is happening.
Okay, and then the Newsmax guy walks off. He literally gets up out of the chair and walks off camera. But this happened on Newsmax, which took a lot of people by surprise. Everybody was thinking that Newsmax was going to now step into the role that had been presumably filled by Fox News. But now, since the election, because Fox seemed to go right in the tank for Joe Biden almost immediately on election night, and they kept shouting down any question of election fraud and this kind of thing, and didn't even support the idea of investigating it. Because of that, people have just thought, okay, well, the suspicions that people had that Fox is really controlled opposition for the globalists, those suspicions were largely confirmed. So people just stop watching Fox News. Their ratings are going down. And then people are turning to Newsmax and Right Side News and other independent media outlets to get information. People were turning to Parler instead of Facebook. But what happened? Well, they canceled Parler. They shut it down. It's very clear that these tech giants have no interest in the principles of liberty or freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, freedom of opinion. In other words, the principles of our Constitution, the principles that America was built upon, they are directly opposing. And this is, of course, the great danger of socialism, communism, and its cousin right now in terms of the global alliance, the red-green axis, which would be Sharia law and Islam. Because whether it's socialism or Sharia, neither group supports the principles of our Constitution. And that's what we have to recognize, that allowing these other groups to pursue political power, that's where things become very, very difficult. And this is why I think it's so important that we reclaim real American history. It's why I made my film, The True Christian History of America. Because as I've studied American history and studied what was intended by our forefathers going back to the colonies and the principles that they brought with them from England, and, you know, all the way from Magna Carta, the English Bill of Rights, coming into the New World, those principles were based on the understanding that Christianity is the only true religion. We have a whole section in the film where we talk about this, how our forefathers from the very beginning of our country, all the way through the American Revolution, believed, and we have quotes where we're talking about people like James Madison, and we're talking about Dr. Benjamin Rush and others who made it very clear that Christianity is the only true religion. That's key. Now, obviously, we know that theologically as Christians. We believe Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. That is an important component of the gospel. It's one that we're seeing compromised and rejected by Rome, by the Vatican, by the socialist Pope Francis, who rejects that openly now, Pope John Paul II. Many people don't realize John Paul II at his meeting in Assisi, Italy, where he gathered all of these leaders of world religions, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, American Indian shamans, snake charmers, fire worshipers, literally all these different leaders of religious groups, pagans, heathen, and joined hands with them and said, we're all praying to the same God. And while this view, this ecumenical view, trying to unite all the various world religions, this is the post-World War II doctrine of the Vatican and Rome. This, and it's very Jesuitical, as I've talked about before. The Jesuits, they are the engineers of this doctrine, which is one that they practiced, preached, and acted upon for centuries before you get into the 20th century. It's not what Rome, or I should say, what Catholicism has traditionally believed. Many Catholics openly denounce that as heresy, but not all. And so, but I believe and have come to the conviction over the years that if Western civilization falls, it will fall to political ecumenism. Political ecumenism. There's the theology, which is people's own beliefs. That's one thing. But you see, the theology where Rome is concerned and these other internationalist globalist groups, the theology is the springboard for their political activism. And so they begin with this theological argument that all religions are one and the same. That's the view of Freemasonry. That's the view of Rosicrucianism. That's the view of the Skull and Bone Society. You watch our films, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. That's what we're showing you. You watch our films on prophecy, Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, Bible Prophecy and the New World Order. This is a key component of globalism. It's a key ingredient to their entire internationalist doctrine. But once they politicize it, this is the reason why they then say, okay, since we have argued that all religions are one and the same, therefore Christianity cannot claim any special, unique, or exalted position in government in the Western world. That's the argument. So they've done this in America. So Christianity cannot claim it's the only true religion. Christianity cannot claim that a Christian worldview should be communicated through the Constitution of the United States, even though that's exactly what was intended by the founders of our nation, that Christian morality would be the moral framework, would be both the anchor and the compass for understanding constitutional law. That was always the intention. Even though people had different theology, they had different theological views, they all agreed that the morality of the Christian faith was the finest morality that ever was or ever would be. And they said so. So that is what they are changing. And of course, to do that, they're bringing in other belief systems. So now you have to have Muslims sworn in to office on copies of the Quran. You have to allow a witch or a Satanist to go say the prayer of invocation down at the courthouse, at the government building. You have to allow, if you're going to have the Ten Commandments over here out in front of the state house or the Capitol, then you must also allow the Church of Satan to bring their statue of the devil and set up a statue of Satan nearby, supposedly. This is where all of this leads. This is why we are seeing these things take place in our society. And many people have been led to believe, oh, well, this is what the founders intended. And there was a time, I think I went through a time period where I wondered about that, where I thought, well, was this really their intention? And I thought, well, this is basically what it amounts to, but is that what they really intended? And the more you study their writings, or at least the more that I've studied them, the more it becomes very, very clear, no, that's actually not what they intended. And how do we know? Because they employed phrases like the laws of nature and of nature's God, which once you understand that phrase and you realize that's a direct reference to the Bible, what that does is that provides a context for everything that follows, that everything operates within the framework of God's law according to the laws of nature as they are affirmed by the laws of God in the Bible. Now, if you want to get a lot of detailed information on that, and if you want to hear teachers and lawyers talk about that, people like Dr. Herb Titus, who is absolutely brilliant in our documentary, The True Christian History of America, if you want to get that information and sit and listen to it and be able to make notes and everything else, watch our film, True Christian History of America. All right, let's go to our commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what's going on now that we've got this ecumenical politics going on. They're swearing in Muslims. What's that going to mean? And what are the practical consequences of the advancement of Islam in the Western world? We'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
Adullam Films presents a stunning new documentary, The True Christian History of America, exploring the Bible-based Christian origins of the early American view of freedom, tracing the principles of liberty back to England and the Great Reformation. For many years, our schools have taught that the founding of our republic was from the deists or the Enlightenment in France. But is that truly the case? Did the Enlightenment first declare no taxation without representation or trial by jury? Were they the champions of freedom of speech or of the press or the right to bear arms? And why did Samuel Adams declare that the reign of political Protestantism would commence just before signing the Declaration of Independence? Filmed on location in both the United States and Europe, The True Christian History of America is now available at adullamfilms.com. That's adullamfilms.com. Now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family, because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrid Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, for 14 days for one person. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. We are talking about the American Gunpowder Plot is happening now. Well, what was the original Gunpowder Plot of 1605? Remember the poem. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I'll give you a reason the gunpowder treason never should be forgotten. Now, that's one rendering of that famous poem. There's another one, which is, remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I'll give you a reason why Jesuit treason never should be forgot. Shout, boys, shout, let the ring bells ring, down with the Jesuits and God save the king. That's another rendition of the same poem. Of course, it's much longer than that, and it goes into basically an explanation of how the gunpowder plot of 1605 was a Jesuit plot. As the great lawyer Sir Edward Cook, who was the prosecutor for the gunpowder treason, said, he said, I never knew a treason without a Romish priest. But in this, he said, there were very many Jesuits. Very many Jesuits. And he goes on to name all the Jesuits involved in different parts of Europe. Now, you study what has just happened in Washington, D.C., with this election, 2020 into now, into 21, Joe Biden has been installed as the president of the United States in place of President Trump, who we believe was the overwhelming winner of the 2020 election. We believe Trump won by a landslide. But there was massive evidence of election fraud, despite what mainstream media is declaring. And so what happened? Well, there's that video out there by a very conservative Catholic named Dr. Taylor Marshall. And he made a video in which he called it the United States of Pope Francis, in which he declares that essentially the United States government, the federal government, is now controlled by Rome. That's what his very obvious implication was. Why? Because you've got Catholics controlling the U.S. Congress, Catholics controlling the U.S. Supreme Court. Now a Catholic president. Biden is a professing Catholic, but they're all the left-wing socialist variety of Catholics. And this is where we have to acknowledge that Dr. Marshall is a conservative. He does not agree with their left-wing politics. And he's expressing concern at this because he knows Pope Francis is a socialist. And so now you've got Catholics, for the first time in history, that are controlling all three branches of government. You have a Catholic-controlled CIA, which is often called Catholics in Action, or the Catholic Intelligence Agency, CIA. I would maintain that the Jesuits are controlling the FBI. You've also got, now we've discovered, the director of the Center for Disease Control is a Jesuit. Yet one more Jesuit, in addition to Fauci and Birx and Bill and Melinda Gates, the guy running the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield. Robert Redfield, a Catholic, an out and proud Catholic, very, very proud of his Catholic background and faith, etc. You can go read articles on this, and educated by the Jesuits at Georgetown University, appointed to the CDC in March of 2018, just shortly before the outbreak of COVID-19 in 2020. So it's like, and this was done by the Trump administration. And why? Well, of course, I mean, I think President Trump had advisors. He had advisors who were telling him who to appoint, who to say yes to, who to say not to. Isn't it interesting? So many of his appointees are these Catholics that come from a Jesuit background. Two of the Supreme Court justices, Jesuit educated. Then a third one, a Catholic. Jesuit educated Center for Disease Control director out of Georgetown. And that's why I say this is the gunpowder plot. That's what this is. Now, let's talk about the purpose of the original gunpowder plot. The original gunpowder plot of 1605 was intended. You had Guy Fawkes putting all these barrels of gunpowder under the Houses of Parliament, and he was going to blow up the Parliament, presumably kill the king when this happened, King James I. He was the Protestant monarch at the time, who would have been taken out. And then the plan was, reportedly, that the plan was get rid of this Protestant king and bring in a Catholic monarch to take his place. That was the idea. That was the whole purpose of the gunpowder plot. That's why you had all these Jesuits involved. They're orchestrating this thing. Because they're not just going to take out one government, they have to replace it with something else. And that, I believe, is what's happened. Their intention from the Jesuit Pope Francis down there in Rome with his documentary, Francesco. You got to go watch at least watch the trailer for Francesco, and you'll see very, very quickly why Italian writers believe and have published that the Pope and the Vatican released this documentary shortly before the election in order to show their favor for Joe Biden and to get rid of President Trump. And they believe this whole thing was orchestrated from Rome. Then, of course, we know the votes went from our country over to Germany and then down to Rome. They end up in Rome, at the U.S. Embassy in Rome. That's where the final tally apparently was done. And then you've got all these Jesuits involved either directly with the Trump administration, or they've got all these positions around the Trump administration. I mean, they are deeply embedded in the deep state. And what do? They collectively ousted the Protestant heretic from the White House, and now they have installed their Catholic leader who's going to advance all of these evil Jesuitical ideas. And one of those ideas is going to lead to the continued promotion of Islam in the Western world. This is definitely part of the agenda. And we've talked about on this program before, a Georgetown University professor And again, the Jesuits control Georgetown University. There they have an Islamic professor, Dr. Jonathan Brown. Dr. Jonathan Brown has given lectures in the past. A couple of years ago, he was caught giving a lecture where he essentially said that slavery and rape were acceptable practices because they were practiced by the Prophet Muhammad. And then there was this big outcry, and conservative media spoke out against him. He came back and denied that that's what he was really saying. Here's from an ABC website, a local news, WJLA.com. They ran the story. They said, quote, a Georgetown University professor is denying allegations that he endorsed the practice of rape and slavery in Islamic cultures in a recent lecture. But critics claim he is being protected by a liberal establishment that is holding him to a different standard than it does conservatives. Okay. And then the story goes on. That was a couple of years ago, back in 2017. Well, now you have Jonathan Brown back in the news and speaking to an organization called the Bonn Center for Dependency and Slavery Studies. The Bonn Center for Dependency and Slavery Studies. Now, I'm going to give you my very quick analysis of what I believe this organization is there to do. This organization is there to begin the process of massaging the idea that slavery is really not such a bad thing. That is what they're there to do. And I've talked about this for a couple of years, how all of the people who are in an alliance together right now, the Democratic Party, the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Muslims, and the European elitists, these are all groups that 150 years ago practiced slavery. And these groups politically are still in an alliance today in the 21st century. And I believe that what they are doing is systematically undermining Christianity and the authority of the Bible, not for no reason. They're doing it because eventually what they want to do is return the world to the practice of slavery. All right, brethren, we are out of time. That is going to do it for us today. We're going to stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.